This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Ti'n gwrando I RNIB Connect Radio a dyma ni yn yr Eisteddfod Genedlaethol Cymru ym Mhontypridd. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio at the National Eisteddfod of Wales in Pontypridd. I'm at the RNIB Cymru stand and I'm joined now by Policy and Public Affairs Manager Liz Williams. Liz, croeso nôl. Good to speak to you again.
Diolch.
RNIB Cymru is here at the Eisteddfod. Tell us a bit about the priorities for social care document that's been published and who it's aimed at.
Of course. So we published that document because we had we're having a new First Minister and there's been a bit of a cabinet reshuffle, and we wanted to aim it at the new Minister for Social Justice, Dawn Bowden. We've recently met with her and we told her all about the campaign. So what RNIB Cymru is calling for is for better provision of vision rehabilitation across Wales. Vision rehabilitation is absolutely crucial to ensure that people who have lost sight or had a change in their vision can remain independent and remain confident doing the things they've always enjoyed doing. So a vision rehabilitation specialist will meet with them, they'll teach them skills like walking with a white cane, learning how to pour a cup of tea and make a cup of tea, you know, when you've had a change in vision. And like I said, it just helps people stay connected to their communities and they, you know, remain independent. Unfortunately, we know that this provision is incredibly patchy across Wales. We know that waiting lists vary across local authorities, and this really is down to the fact that it's not regulated and it's not monitored or inspected. So this means that it's not being commissioned consistently by local authorities. So we met with the minister to call for this to be regulated, and she's really, really open to working with us to find a solution.
What are some of the risks for blind and partially sighted people in Wales if treatment across the country isn't equitable and fair?
Well, in terms of vision rehabilitation, we know that there's a patchwork of provision across Wales. So we know that some local authorities have enough, others don't. So what this means is that when someone does have a change in their vision or does lose their sight, some people will be waiting days or weeks, others will be waiting months or years for support. And of course, what that means then is that someone might be sitting at home and they won't feel confident or safe navigating their local community. They might not be able to do the activities they used to enjoy, and that's because they just haven't had an opportunity to work with that specialist to learn the new skills and adapt to their sight loss.
What's the reaction been like so far for the priorities for social care documents? Have you had any feedback from ministers?
Yeah, we had a really good conversation with the Minister for Social Care. So we told her that, you know, this vision rehabilitation isn't regulated, and for this reason, you know, it's not monitored, it's not inspected by Care Inspectorate Wales, and, you know, local authorities aren't commissioning it for this reason. She was really interested. She was really interested to understand, you know, the challenges facing the workforce and, you know, those unique things that need to be addressed. So she's requested further information from us and is keen to work with us, and we've since worked with her officials to explore some solutions.
And where can we find a copy of that document? Is it available online?
Yes, it's available online, but also we're happy to, you know, send it to people. But yes, we'll get it online this week and it'll be available bilingually as well.
Why is the Eisteddfod such a good place for reaching visitors, including politicians?
Well, the Eisteddfod's brilliant because we get to engage with so many different audiences, and this is a different audience to, you know, party conferences where we mostly see members of the Sena. This is a time to engage with, you know, members of the public, people who might have lost their sight. So actually, we've had people come up to our stand and they've told us about a recent, you know, they've recently lost sight, and we can talk them through the services we can offer, and whether that's the advice service, Tech for Life, but also, like you said, it's an opportunity to actually talk to politicians as well in a more, I think, fun environment, and, you know, they're a bit more relaxed and they can come over and just learn a bit more about what we're calling for.
And how have you found the mics, Liz? Any highlights from what's on offer away from the RNIB stand?
I think we were talking earlier, there's so much you know, going on the mice. It's always lovely to talk to other third sector stakeholders. That's always a highlight for me personally, because you get to learn about their campaigns and how they're approaching those. The food is always really good, so that's a personal highlight. But no, it's just nice to see what other organisations are doing.
Fantastic. RNIB Policy and Public Affairs Manager Liz Williams, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio. And mwynhewch yr Eisteddfod.
Diolch yn fawr.